This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. State of Washington could adopt a law governing the gig economy. State lawmakers have passed a bill that offers drivers for companies like Uber and Lyft new benefits, but those drivers couldn't get classified as employees. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Washington is the latest state to grapple with how to get rideshare drivers benefits like sick leave and minimum pay while still giving them control over their schedules. And lawmakers sought input from some in organized labor.
I feel good about it. It's a good deal.
Peter Quill is the president of the Washington-based Drivers Union, a group run by the Teamsters Local 117. Quill is a former rideshare driver. He wants benefits and security for gig workers, but also wants them to remain independent contractors.
I love it to be that independent.
There have been moves in other parts of the country, most notably California, to make companies like Lyft and Uber classify workers as employees instead of independent contractors. In California, the gig companies spent millions to help pass a ballot measure that, like the Washington bill, gives drivers some benefits without employee status. Laura Padin with the National Employment Law Project says this bill could set a dangerous precedent.
This industry isn't special. And it shouldn't be treated as if it's entitled to this special carve-out from labor and employment rights.
While the bill provides some benefits, they fall short of those afforded to employees under federal law. Benjamin Sachs at Harvard Law School says under that law, employees can still have control over their hours.
There is nothing inconsistent between being an employee and having a flexible work arrangement.
He points out remote workers often set their own schedules and are still considered employees. But the pandemic and its disruptions to traditional work arrangements have called into question our system for providing benefits, says NYU business professor Arun Sundarrajan.
Today, more and more people are not employees or don't fit the definition well, but the benefits are tied to that status.
He says the Washington bill could be a model for providing benefits to workers who aren't traditional employees. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.